The director of communications of the PNC, Henry Asante, said all is set for a smooth takeoff of the party's Congress as the delegates have started arriving in their numbers at the Congress grounds. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Asante said the party has not been served any notice of a court injunction to restrain it from organizing the Congress.
All is set for the Congress, and thankfully the delegates have arrived in their numbers. We are hoping by the close of the day, almost everyone who matters to cast his vote will be available. So in sum, I can tell you for certain that all is set, and the Congress will go on as scheduled for the leadership of the party to be elected. And when they are elected, I believe everything is going as scheduled.
We are told Sintogwa, led by 5 regional chairmen, have filed a writ to restrain you from organizing the Congress. Is it true?
I cannot say on authority that this is true or not. We have had some information. But then when a writ is filed, you need to serve the people involved. And I'm wondering whether any member of the leadership or the party has been served as of now. As far as the party is concerned, nothing of that nature. And I believe if the party is not safe or leadership is not safe, then it will be hard for the party to go on as scheduled with all the necessary arrangements that have been made. And I believe that is what we are planning.
Can you confirm to me, 5 of the regional chairmen are not taking part in this Congress?
I can tell you on authority, all the regional chairmen have been invited. Information available to me on authority is also that the regions are going to be fairly represented. If there's anything contrary to this, we are yet to see.
Director of Communications of the PNC, Henry Asante. A former General Secretary of the party, Gabriel Pongwang, says the current leadership of the party can organize the Congress. He told Radio Ghana there is no provision in the party's constitution barring them from going to Congress. According to him, those against the move are acting out of mere mischief. He spoke to Radio Ghana's Yaya Kwamwa.
The provisions of the constitution of the PNC, that People's National Convention, mandates the National Executive Committee of the party to convene Congress. Now, this Congress, which is coming on in Sunyani, was actually convened by the National Executive Committee of the PNC. And the Congress was supposed to come on in September. The venue was selected by the National Executive Committee to be Sunyani. Those decisions were taken by the National Executive Committee, which is the correct and appropriate body under the Constitution of the PNC, to convene Congress. The mistake that some people are making is that that Congress, which was convened, due to court litigation, the date was postponed. And now they are making an argument that the tenure of office of the old executive has lapsed and therefore the Congress is illegal. That is a very wrong understanding of the Constitution of the PNC or any other constitution for that matter. To the extent that the Congress was convened by a properly accredited National Executive Committee, the Congress is legal. If there are individuals like they are talking of whose tenure of office has lapsed, that does not make the Congress illegal. They are just agents of the party who will carry the party, who will organize the Congress which the party has mandated. Now, if you look at the argument that they are making, that there should be an interim organizing committee, there is no such provision in the Constitution of the PNC. So they are rather asking for an illegality because there is nothing like an interim organization for the PNC. The correct thing is that when you are in the leadership, the Congress has been convened, then you will carry the party to Congress, carry out the mandate, the elections will be held, and then the new executive will be sworn into office.
Based on what you have said, what disciplinary action should be taken against these people?
There are people who are seeking to act contrary to the interests of the People's National Convention, and they are doing so for reasons other than upholding the constitution of the PNC, putting themselves in a position whereby disciplinary action ought to be taken against them under the provisions of the constitution of the PNC, where the disciplinary committee should call them to order. Because clearly, what they are doing has no legal basis under the constitution of the PNC.
Former General Secretary of PNC, Gabriel Pongwang. Our Bunahafu regional correspondent, John Samatha, is at the Congress venue and has joined us by phone. Hello.
Hello.
John, have the delegates started arriving?
Personally, I've not seen any of them arriving yet, but I've been told by the regional executives of the party that today is the day for arrivals to begin. So, I mean, I'm sure a few hours from now, we'll start seeing signs of the delegates arriving in town.
John, I can't hear the sound of supporters, you know, expressing joy about what is happening.
So So nothing like that is happening yet. Right now, the decorators, people contracted to prepare the hall, you know, for tomorrow's event are the ones, the most busiest people here. But apart from the work to get the Congress hall ready, I mean, there's not much by way of supporters, you know, reveling in town, singing or dancing or anything like that. Maybe we have to be patient, and in a few hours' time, we'll possibly see events like that.
All right, then we'll come to you later.
Okay.
Thank you.